Well, I want the many students who come here to hear your story through our website, voicesofoklahoma.com, and as these new students come on and listen, some advice to new students in general, maybe you advice to business students, business owners.
Sure. The thing that I would encourage people to do is dream big. Most time people are self-limiting. They won't take that chance to do the job that they're uncomfortable with, to switch companies, to go from a Fortune 5 highly successful company to a bankrupt company and take a massive chance, to come out of retirement, to come into a job that some might criticize you for because you're not an academic, to bring whatever skill set the regents thought you might have to bear on the problems that they think exist. So many people will not take that chance, that risk, better called that opportunity, to elevate themselves. They'll take the safe route. They'll underestimate their personal skill set. The story of Lion Double Cell is 13,000 people taking their company back, operating plants around the world at a level that no plant around the world have ever been operated at, literally becoming the very best of the best. Success isn't about the title you achieve, it's about the result you achieve. And those people took the challenge to have a story worth telling. When I said we'll go from worst to first, they took the challenge. They accomplished the result. They said, yes, we can. And the advice I'd give to everybody is, don't be self-limiting. My father used to always say, decide what you're passionate about and then be the best at it. So what is it that defines the best? That's a different definition for being a mother. It's a different definition for being a teacher. It's a different definition for being a university president or a CEO. But you know what? When you've accomplished it, you know it, and there's some self-satisfaction in it. So I just tell people, go be the best that you can be at whatever skill set you have. It's a gift. Take advantage of it.
Yep. Jim, I want to thank you. You're a very busy man, and here on campus, we're in Evans Hall. This is for many, many eons to come, what we have done. So I thank you very much for this contribution you've made.
Well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed our discussion. I'm hopeful that in whatever period of time I'm allowed to serve the University of Oklahoma, people see great things out of our student, great things out of our faculty. And I do know this. This university is already the pride of the state of Oklahoma. Those of us who are Sooners will always be Sooners. I think there's even a song about that, right?
I think so.
So, Boomer Sooner to everybody.
Right.
Thank you.
And let me say in Norwegian, Manga Manga Tuck. And you know what that means.
Yes. Thank you very, very much.
Yes, indeed. All right. That's fun. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.